Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 50 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Fog. 40 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 37 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly sunny. 39 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
K-E-8-I-D-Z.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 54 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 64 degrees.
KCT Mobile, listening on 6.02, or 6.62. Name's Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. We're en route from Dunmore, Pennsylvania to Grand Haven, Michigan.
Okay, this is Bob also on KE8OOK. I'm headed out to pick up my sister for the siren test that we do every first Saturday. Over.
Okay. Up the vault. All right, well, that sounds fun. We're on our way to actually a party. It's going to be quite a party because I'm just thinking about this. To go to this party, we're going to do 5 states and 2 countries just to get there and back.
Yeah, what state did you say you were from?
Dunmore, Pennsylvania. And yeah, we came from Northern Route. By the way, by exit 145 here, there is every type of vehicle possible. And they're all kind of looking down off the side of the expressway in the eastbound side.
Yeah. all the way to the eastern border. Almost, I think it was, I forget what state's on the other side there, but I drove the full length of Pennsylvania about a year ago. Over.
Okay, there was a long period of no audio, followed by really faint audio, followed by the full length of Pennsylvania. All right, it's on the way here. We went through New York, and then through Ontario, and then, of course, now we're here in Michigan. And on the way home, we're going to go the southern route. because we've got some more business to make. So we're going to be briefly in Indiana and then the full width of Ohio and to Pennsylvania. So I think that totals up to 5 altogether for the weekend.
Yeah, Ohio Turnpike's sort of nice. I used to be stationed down in North Carolina and come up through Pennsylvania and Ohio on the turnpike. Over.
Yeah, we'll be on a turnpike for quite a ways going home. And I had that thing again, almost nothing at first, and then it picked up when you said you came north from North Carolina. So, kind of weird. But I'm starting to get, starting to fade on me here. So we might be kind of at the end of coverage area for this thing. We're coming into Flint.
Yeah, well, Flint is where I'm at. I'm in Flint Township on the, sort of the northwest side. Yeah. Yeah, this particular repeater includes about a half a dozen other repeaters it's joined with, so you probably are working off a repeater down south if you're around Detroit. Over.
No, we're on the one I have marked as Lapeer, and I think that's the only one I've got in memory on around these parts. But yeah, I thought this was linked in with the IRA system, perhaps, which I'm very familiar with. I used to live on the west side of the state, and you've made extensive use of the IRA and lived actually only about a mile from where the main machine was up on 92nd Street Hill.
Okay, yeah. Just know that, like I said, this repeater is tied in Lapeer and Lansing and several other repeaters. So, I really like it because I get to talk to people from all over where the other ones are more local. Over.
Yeah, it's good when you can get your signal out there a long way. That's what makes the hobby fun.
Yeah, I've been having a lot of fun. I've been electronics ever since back about 1967, but I didn't get into ham radio until about 4 years ago. I found out that Morse code keying wasn't part of the license. I didn't have the dexterity to key fast enough to get my license. And so when I found out that was dropped, I jumped on it and got my license. Over.
Oh, that's one of my favorite ways to use the hobby. I had it in the 70s, like 76, and it was novice and I never upgraded. So that expired because novices were just temporary licenses. And then I let it go till 80s, got back into it. And after that, I kept it. Although I took a really long break. I kept the license grant, but took a really long break from it. at the beginning of this century. Got back into it about 2018 and haven't looked back.
Yeah, I've, like I said, I'm fairly new, but I've had a lot of fun with HF. I've talked to people just about every place east of Mississippi, and I've talked to Texas and Nebraska, and at this, everything's right. I've gotten Oregon and Washington a couple times, but unfortunately, I don't have a set of beans, so I just got to go off what I got. Over.
Awoke suddenly and what awakened her.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WACMN repeater in Guilford.
Getting set up.
Good signal.
This is KE8OOK Mobile monitoring and waiting for the siren net.
All stations are going to be opening the net here in just a minute. WM8A.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 67 degrees.
This is the G-Cares Outdoor Siren Test Net. This net convenes on the first Saturday of the month between March and October. Net opens at noon, the test begins at 1. Net is hosted on the WACMN 14738 and 14678 repeater infrastructure, and both are linked. That is open to all local amateur radio operators in Genesee County. Break.
Wow.
A siren report consists of visual inspection of the siren to ensure it has both tone and rotation when applicable. A list of siren can be found at gcares.org. My name is Tim Tango India Mary. My call sign is WM8A Whiskey Mary 8 Alpha. And I'll be net control. If you'd like to participate, please call net control WM8A. Bob, I think that was you. You're coming in really, really light.
Okay, I'm over here on Hill Road. It is Bob, and I was just looking for an assignment. We're on Hill Road. Any place north of here would be fine. Over.
Stand by one moment. The second time you came in, it was much better. I think your mic might have been giving you grief. Let me take a look, and I will find you something in that general area. Bob, I'm going to send you over to Siren 114, 114, 5241 Reed Road, 5241 Reed Road. It's just west of Linden. Looks like it's going to be on the south side of the road. Between Linden and Sharp, so just about a quarter mile or less west of Linden Road on the south side of Reed Road. Is that one you can do?
Let's see, you said 5421 Reed Road?
5241, 5241 Reed Road.
Okay. Can you tell me, is Reed the cross street on Linden? Over.
So it's on Reed, just west of Linden. It's east of Sharp, west of Linden.
Okay, if we have any trouble, we'll call you back, but we're headed that way.
Thank you for participating today. I show you on a route at 1203. WMAD.
Net Control, W2MSU.
Patrick and Flint, requesting a location.
All right, we had a collision there. Patrick, if you could stand by, I've got W2MSU on deck. Where were you thinking of staying around, Roy?
Net Control's pleasure.
Roy, I'm going to have you to 71, that's 1422 Cook Road, 1422 Cook Road. That's going to be pretty much smack dab in the middle of Fenton and Torrey on Cook. Stand by for further. Road near 1450 Cook Road. Is that one you can do?
I see it on the map, east of Bordines.
That is correct. I'll show you en route.
KE8OOK.
Go ahead.
Can you tell me if Reed Road is which way from Corona? I'm using that as a baseline on Linden, by Linden.
So that looks Bundy Township, so it's going to be south on Linden. You're going to go south of Hill Road, and then you'll hit Reed. Will be your next, so you go south of Hill, then you'll hit Grand Blanc Road. Sorry, you'll hit, Reed will be the next road after Hill. If you hit Grand Blanc Road, you've gone too far. Make sense?
Okay, got my bearings. We're headed there now. We'll check in when we get on site. Over.
And WTMSU, are you good?
Haven't been good for decades, but I'm on my way.
Thank you, Roy. Have a great afternoon. Next is Patrick, K8, I forgot the suffix. Go ahead.
K8, CITC, requesting a location. Anywhere within Genesee County.
Stand by, Patrick. Let me see what I've got for you. Patrick, I've got number 20. This is 3421, Flushing Road. Looks like it's over by the old Suncrest Apartments. It's going to be about three quarters of a mile west of Ballinger, across from the plaza with the Family Dollar. Is that one you can do for us?
To confirm, that's 3421 Flushing Road.
That is correct. Siren number 2020.
Yes, I will be on en route, sir.
Thank you, Patrick. All right, I'm caught up and ready for anybody else that's ready for an assignment. WMNA. Last station, I barely caught you there. The repeater, can you try again?
ABY.
Go ahead, Lance.
I am at Siren 102. You get the GMRS now, no problem. ABY.
Sorry, you were picking fence on a little there. What, Siren 10, what?
Siren 102.
102, and you're also covering the GMRS.
Check your message. I get long.
Kilo Echo 8 Tango Bravo Oscar, Chuck in Davison.
Good afternoon, Chuck.
Hello, Tim. I think I could get down to Atlas and check either Siren 97 or 91. Which one would you prefer?
See if 91 got fixed. Go ahead and check that if you could. 9519 Ridge Road, 9519 Ridge Road. You've been there before, right at the corner there, north of Horton. And, kind of off the beaten path, if you will, but south of Hegel, over by Synagogue Lake.
Sounds like a scenic assignment. Navigation of my truck, so I should be able to find it. KE8TVO, I'll get back with you as soon as I'm in the truck.
Thank you. WMA. Go ahead.
We have a check-in to the GMRS net. I have an operator on Route 2, Siren 88.
Siren 88 assigned to a GMRS operator. Well, first time for everything. How about that? Thank you for giving that one out. 1439 Duffield Road. And it's been a while since we've seen that one, so let's see how that goes. Good deal. WMA.
Hey,
this is KE8ORI, checking in.
ORI, good afternoon. What area would you like to stick to?
Well, I was looking at fire number 71 at 1422 Cook Road.
I did assign that one already. If you wouldn't mind, I've got one out in Gaines that really needs to be checked. Siren number 49. 49208 Walnut Street. 208 Walnut Street. It's downtown Gaines, just around the corner there, off of Walnut. Stand by for further. Is that the fire department in the northeast side of the village of Gaines? From the north, Duffield becomes Walnut Street. So that is the directions that we have. Siren 49, is that one you can do?
You can do a little track for me, but I suppose it's been a while, so I will go ahead and take that one to get in that track.
Thank you much, sir.
K8EPL.
Go ahead, EPL.
And if I could get siren number 88.
Siren number 88 and assigned. Let me take a look and see if I've got anything else that would be out that way for you. Siren 8 need to be checked. That is 11,241 Duffield. 11241 Duffield is right south of Vienna Road on Duffield. Is that one you could do?
Yeah, I could do that. What was the siren number again, just for reference?
Number 8282, address is 1 Duffield Road, north of Wilson, on the east side of the road.
Okay, I will take that one, number 84.
I show you en route to siren 82 at 1219. WMAA.
KE8OOK Mobile, net control.
Go ahead.
We're on site, but be advised, there's a bunch of trees that scrolled up around the siren itself. It should be able to turn, but it's hard to see. Over.
Copy that. Just do the best you can. WMA. I'll note that for the county that that might need to be trimmed around it.
This is KE8, ZTC on location.
I got you on location. It's siren number 20 at 1225.
KE8 TBO to net. KE8 TBO to net.
Go ahead, TBO.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to sit this out. My mobile unit doesn't seem to be working. I couldn't raise you.
I had hit the wrong mic. If you want to try again.
Sure, give me a second.
Please try.
Go ahead.
You got anybody covering 71?
I do have W2MSU on 71.
I'm sorry, redo your traffic, but the radio coverage.
I do have W2MSU on siren 71. Okay, copy. I appreciate you trying to be flexible there. There's just only so many hours in the day, as we all know.
Well, I'm out. If you got one I can get to here in 10 or 15 minutes, give it to me. I'll go see what it's doing.
If you want to head down to Linden, down to Broad Street, and hit 93, that could be helpful. 93 is 105 Mill Street on the other north side of the river.
KE8PAV calling net control.
Go ahead, PAV.
Do you have anybody covering siren number 4 over at Freeman Elementary today?
I do not. If you would like to cover that for me, that would be great.
Sign me up and we'll start heading that way.
I show you en route to siren number 4 at 1233, WMAD.
This is KE8ORI. You can go ahead and show me a siren in Gaines.
All right, you was you're en route or you're on location?
I am on location at siren 49.
1242, WMAD.
Net control, this is KD8PAV. You can show us on location.
1244, WMAD. Thanks for coming out, PAV. Appreciate it. All stations, we're about 8 minutes out for the October edition of the 2024 siren test. This will be our last test of this season. once you, if you have not yet notified me that you're on location, if you could, that would be helpful. WMAA, net control.
Net control, W2MSU.
Go ahead, Roy.
On location.
1253. Thanks for coming out this afternoon, Roy. Go ahead.
On location at 93.
Show you at 93 at 1254.
Net control, this is KEPL.
Go ahead, EPL.
You can show me on location at siren number 82.
I show you on at 1255. Thanks for going out there this afternoon, Eric. 1256.
KD8BNB.
Go ahead.
I'll take siren number 41 here in Genesee Township.
41, Genesee Township.
KSA, CAQ listening.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 71 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
All right, the siren should be starting to wind down about now. We'll go down through the list and get reports. Looking for if everything went okay, then a fully functional report is what I'm looking for. If there were any issues or now that we've got a lot of foliage that's starting to build up. I can note that as well. So let's start at siren 114, KE8OOK. How did it go?
Siren fully functional, plenty loud, but like I said, there's some trees going up on either side of it. Might be a good idea if they could cut it back, but it works perfectly fine. Over.
Copy that. I have noted that for the record, and that we'll get over to emergency management. Thank you for heading out there. Okay, have a great rest of the afternoon. W2MSU, how'd it go as siren 71?
Siren 71 is fully functional as tested. Have a good day, Jim.
You too, Roy. Have a great afternoon. K8CTT, how'd it go as siren 20?
Siren is fully functional with towing and rotation. Boy, the tree is starting to get some foliage about halfway up, so might want to take a note of that as well, sir.
I have noted that as well. Thank you for coming out this afternoon, Patrick. Have a great rest of the weekend. ABAY, how'd it go with siren 102? ABAY, for your report, is siren 102. I'll come back to Lance. KVO, were you able to make it out to 91? I'll come back. ORI, how did it go at siren 49?
Siren, it is not functional. There was no tone and no rotation.
A non-functional report for siren 49. Heading out there, James, appreciate that. K8 and 82.
Fully functional as tested for siren number 82, K8EPL.
Eric, for making your way out that way. Have a great rest of the weekend. Siren 4.
Siren 4 fully functional, KG8 DAV.
Thank you for heading. Have a great rest of the weekend. NAVDS, how'd it go down in Linden at Siren 9?
93 was completely operational. However, directional rotation was extremely slow, and you can hear a grinding noise. I suspect it has a bearing going bad, so you might want to add that to the report. It did work, it's just that its rotation was extremely slow, and you can hear it grinding.
I have notated that for the record. Thank you, VDS, for making time for that. Have a great rest of the weekend. BMB, how did it go at Siren 41?
Siren 41, fully functional. KDA BMB.
Thank you for that report. Get some rest. I'll go back up to ABAY for your report at Siren 102.
ABAY, Siren 102 is fully functional.
Did you hear back from your GMRS contact?
I just sent you a Slack. Siren 88 was fully functional also.
Thank you for covering the GMRS net. Appreciate that. I'm at the bottom of my list. If there's any other reports that you'd like to call in, please call WM8A.
Any VDS additional report?
Go ahead.
At per 1611, siren number, I believe, is 88 on Embry Road, completely operational.
Leave it.
Siren 88 over in Grambling Township is fully functional.
Correct. Thank you, sir. Any media?
KD8 PAX.
Go ahead, PAX.
Yeah, Siren 67, fully functional as tested, KD8-PAX.
Thank you for the report. Appreciate it. Have a great rest of the weekend. All right, any other stations that would like to check in for the Genesee County Outdoor Warning Siren Test Net before I close out? Nothing heard. Break. This has been the GTR's Outdoor Warning Siren Test Net. This net convenes on the first Saturday of the month between March and October. This net opens at noon and the test begins at 1. The net is hosted on the WACMN 14738 and the 14678 repeaters infrastructure, all connected. This net is open to all local amateur radio operators in Genesee County. Break. Siren report consists of a visual inspection of the siren to ensure it has both tone and rotation when applicable. List of sirens can be found at gcares.org. My name is Tim, Tango India Mary. My call sign is WM8A, Whiskey Mary 8 Alpha, and I've been net control. This is the final net for the 2024 siren test season. I want to thank everybody that participated, and we will now turn the 14738 and 14678 back to normal use. We thank Central Michigan Emergency Network for usage of the repeaters.
Thanks, Tim. Did a good night.
Can you connect it back to the hub?
Last one. KBNS to here.
Do the GMRS to the ABR.
All right, KBNS to here.
This is KEAORI. Have a good weekend, everyone, and I'll be clear.
Sound like a double there. KBSW.
supposed to be burning hot dogs or something?
Not me, I'm just sitting in my chair relaxing.
Even better.
Yep.
Appreciate the help. And ABDS.
Yeah, have a good day. Keep it up, sir.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 68 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 69 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 69 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 68 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 67 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
KE8KWS mobile monitoring.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 64 degrees.
KE8KWS mobile monitoring.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 59 degrees.
If you're going to make a transmission, identify your station. KE8SEV monitoring.
Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
SWR testing. KE8SEV clear and monitoring.
W8RQS. W8RQS.
KE's SUV monitoring. KE's SUV Salas monitoring.
Good evening, 22 hours, mostly cloudy, 58 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 58 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.